a hard fall off there.
Thank gosh, I hope she's okay.
Not okay, Brad. She wasn't okay. She's scarred for life. She was ruined. She was never to be the same again. Hold on, Matt. Give me a second here.
Okay. Doing... I gave you 30 of them. I gave you the countdown you want.
Well, yeah, but, well.
I made you aware.
Trying to do anything timely around this radio station with the Windows 98 XP computers that we have is always fun.
One day they'll upgrade to Windows
One day
ME.
Do you think we'll get into the millennium for computers?
Windows ME is coming.
Do you think that millennium by edition. 2030 we'll have any computers that are in this building that are of the year 2000?
I just heard
of sales has got them.
That's true, they do. I heard?
Just remind me how long... How many months has it been since sales has been in the office?
it's been
about a year and a half. Hasn't
about that. Yeah,
I'm just checking. It's been about a year and a half.
I did see an email, though. We are getting a shipment, and this is true. This is for all of us. Brand new iMacs coming in. We're all getting iMacs.
Yeah, we're getting the first Apple.
We're getting a Tandy.
Like at the end of... Yeah, we are. Like at the end of the... What's the Jobs movie at the end where he introduces the
Jobs? I think it was called Jobs.
Was it called Jobs? Yeah, where he introduces the iMac. Remember that's the last scene.
Right.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. But
okay. So the last scene
introduces the iMac.
Yeah.
Good news. We've got some brand new PCs coming in, and with it, with it comes a floppy disk with the Oregon Trail on it.
Hey, I'd do that. Well, just give me a few minutes here because I'm doing our 15-part authentication to get into our computers. So
well, you have to put in a code number, text it
birth certificate, blood sample, urine, semen. I mean, all of it. I mean, just got to give everything.
First semen reference on the show today.
Well, it's 10:03, Matt, and I'm on vacation. starting at about 3 hours.
The old senioritis here. You've checked out.
Yeah, well, it's been a checkout week. I ain't going to lie. Welcome in to What's Up With That Wednesday. Ooh. We are in the brand new Team Dave Caraway studio.
Hey.
Thank you to Dave Caraway of Windermere Real Estate. Caraway Team. .com. If you would like to purchase a house, you'd like to sell your house, buy a house, contact our guy, Dave Caraway. Dave and Danny Caraway of Windermere Real Estate is the real estate team you can count on for honesty, integrity, and fast results. Serving Puget Sound buyers and sellers for 21 years, they simply get the job done and protect you throughout the process. Again, you can contact them at carawayteam.com. Or give them a call at 425-890-2728. There you go.
Okay.
Thank you very much to Dave and his team yesterday for their contribution to the Ronald McDonald House. We are at $11,600 now.
Wow.
And he is going to be his company, Team Dave Caraway. Team Caraway, I should say, will be the brand new studio sponsor here for the next week. I have set a goal. I think we have set a goal.
Okay.
Then I think we'll pull the plug.
Okay.
$15,000.
Wow.
And we're at $11,600. I think all when right. we reach 15, I think we've done our part. You agree?
Well, I think we've done our part
more
already,
than anybody else around here has done. That's what I was going to respond in the email.
Yeah?
You know, the reply all email.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Way to go. It's more than anybody else has done. How do you think that would have went over?
Not so great.
No, not so great. No, we appreciate it. We appreciate it to Dave Caraway, Windermere Real Estate, carawayteam.com. 425-890-2728. It's a What's Up With That Wednesday. Our show brought to you by Redbox, smarter way to watch and play. We are open bidding still throughout the week until Friday for the P&W golf package. That Ed Mortimer is the leader in the clubhouse right now. No one outbid Ed yesterday on the Softy, Fitzy, Huey, Patty extravaganza.
There's a lot of names there.
There's a lot of names. Did you happen to hear Mark Pattinson on with him yesterday?
I didn't.
Unbelievable.
Yeah?
Unbelievable. Did you ever read into thin air? John Krakauer?
No, no, no. But
you know the story?
Everest. Yeah, yeah, he climbed Everest.
But that was the like the worst tragedy ever on Everest was, and he was on. So Pattinson, you know Mark Pattinson, right? Mm-hmm. Played at UW,
yes,
played in the NFL, good friends with Huey. He was on yesterday detailing he had just summited Everest.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm telling you, him describing this, and I listened to a good chunk of it, was the most exhilarating radio I've ever heard, the scariest, frightening, and just in awe of what he accomplished, what he saw. I mean, you know, he's stepping over. I mean, I don't know if it was on that trip or he was detailing another trip. I mean, he's stepping over people that have died.
Jeez.
I mean, telling how, you know, one time they were going to try and summit the mountain and they couldn't. It was like a cyclone up there, 200-mile-an-hour winds. I mean, I just get
and you
asked,
just push on?
Well, no, you're not going that. They had to wait.
Yeah.
I kept asking, why? Why do it? Why do any of it? But it is, go listen to it. Wait till 7.
That's interesting.
Wait till 7. Don't go now. He has a good story why he did it, though.
Yeah.
And why he kept pushing, why he kept doing it, and you know why did he never turn around and say, no, I'm not going to do it. It's about his daughter. It's really good. It comes full circle. Anyways, I don't want to ruin it for anyone.
Sure.
Go listen to it. Trying to think, I can't remember what time in the hour is it. The 5 o'clock hour, I think. He keeps them for a whole hour, and I would run around in my car and listening. And I didn't catch the entire thing, but I caught a good chunk of it.
Yeah,
it is really good stuff. Just, like he's got to write a book or do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
If people followed him, Mark, he put up a Kraken flag on top of the mountain.
That's cool.
I had taken a picture with it. So
yeah,
it's up there at sportsradiokjr.com and on the iHeartRadio app. If you were driving around yesterday and you had the app on, you were listening live, and then if you missed it, you can go back and listen to the podcast.
These feats of human triumph, that, like, okay, so you know where I just was.
I didn't eat for 3 days before he summited.
You know where I just was in Hood River and everything, where...
Very similar to Everest.
That's where the PCT meets up and crosses from Oregon into Washington. And then the wife actually showed me this movie with Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, sure.
Based on a true story called Wild.
Yeah.
About this woman.
Love the alley scene.
Who? about this woman who hiked the PCT.
Care to describe that?
No, I'm going to leave that one alone. Anyway.
All I can say
feats of human triumph.
If she did it, anyone can hike that thing.
You want to do it?
I'm going to do it.
You're going to hike the PCT.
I'm going to hike a portion of it, yes. Not the entire thing.
Like?
I'm going to hike it through Washington.
Wow.
When my daughter turns 18.
That's
going to be her send-off to college. We're hiking.
That's cool.
Yeah. No, not the whole thing. Like I'm just saying she was never a hiker. It's a true story. It's a book. The woman was never a hiker.
Right.
And her pack was like literally.
Right.
Her backpack
was the size
of a car.
Yes.
And I'm just saying that, you know. I'm just saying if she can do it, like anyway.
I doubt my ability to do
you
that.
You served in the military.
Yeah, that was
you can do anything.
I was a younger.
Yeah, but how many times did you run with a pack on 5 miles?
A lot.
Okay. You could easily do it.
Well, I was, but she started out, she was doing like 5-10 miles a day. I'm like, that's a little slow.
Okay, like, that's what I'm saying. You could easily hike with a pack on 5 miles.
I can't walk a mile down the road right now.
You're not giving yourself enough. Jesus, come on. Hey, we're bearing the lead. 10-0 last night.
Hey!
How about him?
It just continues. Fire!
Ow!
That's stupid.
Come on!
Fire!
Ow!
That's stupid. Continues.
Let's go.
Ow.
That stank.
You know.
Continues.
Ow. That stank.
It had to be a big Mariners win to get us talking about sports 11 minutes in.
Well.
That is fast for us to get to a sporting story. How about that? Right out of the gate. Pitch number one. J.P. Crawford. And it never stopped.
The vampire comes in about the sixth inning, out riding his bike, terrorizing the neighborhood. sweating, smelling like a 7-year-old boy can only smell.
Oh, yeah.
Had been to the local corner store, I believe, 3 times already for popsicles. God, I wish I was 7 again. I really do. There's just something great about being 7 and the freedom on a bicycle.
Just go
and
anywhere.
Taking your money and going to that damn corner store 3 times a day.
The world is at your behest.
God, it's just the bleeping best.
Man, I rode a bike all the way up until 17.
Why wouldn't you? I'd ride a bike down. Let's go.
It's just, it means freedom. Oh,
God,
freedom!
I just, honest, I love it. It's just gone. Comes home from school and is gone to late. On his bike. Oh, that's great. Anyway, I think at that time it was 6-0 or 7-0. I don't know. He's like damn! He's like, we're really killing these guys. I'm like, yeah, we are. Who are we playing? The Twins. I thought the Twins were good. I said, oh, they're not this year. Not this year. The Twinkies not good this year. He's like, all right, let's go. He's like, where's Kyle Lewis? I said, ah, he's hurt, buddy. All right. Man, I wish we had Corey Seager instead of Kyle Seager.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I mean, I'm like spoken like a son of a talk show host. Right? But how about that, huh?
Yeah.
There we go.
That was awesome. Chris Flexen.
Yeah, that is continues. You know, that is remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Where that guy has come from, they pluck. Where was he at?
Korea?
Was it Korea or Japan?
I believe it was Korea.
Look, I mean, this guy, it's just out of nowhere. Comes out and is and just works his ass off and comes out yesterday, goes 8 innings. What does he strike out, 8 or 9? Career high?
I believe 8.
Okay, can I have the one complaint?
Yeah. Really, you're going to complain?
Yes.
After that?
How many pitches did he have?
80-some, I think. Let me look.
What? Can we just leave him out there?
He did his job.
I understand that. It's the symbolism of a complete game. Yeah, where's the music? Stop! Come on!
Oh, we're still back. We're doing
it. Okay, we're celebrating. Jesus!
No, he threw 107 pitches.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Not. How about 110?
Well, he's just got to get 3 quick outs. Boom, boom, boom.
I don't know. It's 107. I was just
look, man.
Go back out there for the 9th.
You're
service.
Trying to get Vest back up to speed.
Screw Will Vest. My okay. God, it's 10-0. But come on.
He threw 107 pitches.
I know, but can we just throw him? I mean, come on. Throw him out there for the 9th inning. Who is due up? Oh, my God. It's the bottom of the order. I mean, and then, well, yeah, the 9th, and then it was the 9-1-2. I mean, come on.
You just gave the best pitching performance of the year. You want to ruin him?
Oh, I just wanted to see him do a complete game. I mean, what, you know how cool a complete game is?
Well, yeah.
It just really is cool.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see it for Chris Flex.
You know, I like those things. You know, when,
all right.
I'm good. Like pitching. The other day with Logan Gilbert, I wanted him to get through the 7th.
All right.
You know, I wanted to see him face one more batter. But
I like to see a complete game. You know, that's not, oh, a complete game is like black coffee in a newspaper. It just feels right,
yeah.
And it's right in the world.
It feels good.
And you know what? And a green lawn in the summer.
But you know what?
And a nice edged lawn. It's just, these are the things that we in society need to have. Yeah. And bacon.
But they won 10-0.
Hey! Yeah, they did. And you know what? We'll give some praise. Hey, is Blake listening? Where's Blake?
Blake.
Hey, Jerry. Nice job on J.P. Crawford.
Yeah.
That's for Blake.
There you go.
Blake thinks we hate Jerry DePoto.
We?
Blake thinks Slick hates Jerry DePoto.
Oh, yeah, me. I hate Jerry DePoto. Sure. I'm the one on the show who defends him a little bit.
We have never said we hate him. I disagree with some of his moves, as we all should.
Right.
I think it's worth pointing out 7 years, and we're no step closer to a place. But this is for Blake. You know what? Seems like a pretty good trade. Although, yeah. I would say that Gene Segura is hitting quite well with the Phillies.
I was mad at that trade at the time.
Because
Segura
had his
Gene
own
Segura.
Issues.
Yeah.
Money, and then, like, he didn't like anybody in the clubhouse.
I liked Gene Segura.
Gene?
No, Gene. No money.
Gene?
So I liked Gene Segura.
That's
I was upset because I thought, again, somebody that'll be part of the future.
And your guy, Ty France. You know what?
Yeah. He can hit.
I still think they should go find a DH.
Okay.
A permanent DH. But what you have is a guy that now can play three different spots.
Yeah.
Or four. I mean, you include DH, but.
First, second, third.
Well,
you know, if Evan White never comes around.
He may never come around.
Then maybe Ty France is your first baseman.
I would like to see France get a little bit more second. Can we get a, like, just see how he handles it a little bit more before we make the call next year?
Sure.
Because wouldn't that be nice to have a second baseman that can hit?
That would be nice, yes.
Generally, you don't have a second
baseman. Right. Now, we think that might be J.P. Crawford.
Well, could be Crawford. How about Shed? Where's the music?
Oh, I'm sorry. Come Shed on. Long. Welcome back.
And how about the glasses?
Oh, always.
How about the hustle? And as Divish said last night on Twitter, he's 100% right. There's nothing cooler than a triple. They're just real. I think the triple is the best play in baseball.
Mm-hmm. Well, bases are loaded.
Yeah.
He hits it to where nobody is. It trickles to the wall. I'm like, oh, that's too easy. Everybody's going to score. Yeah. And then they pan out. And I'm like, oh, he's going for three.
But I think fight
love
me.
A triple.
Someone's got to fight me on this. It's the best play in baseball.
Ooh.
It just continues.
Oh, that stank.
You know, everybody kind of has their thing.
What's your favorite play?
Like, you know, Goldsmith, he loves the cycle, and he loves...
And screaming over a home run.
Well, there's that,
not
too.
Not being able to understand what's going
and
on.
And the immaculate inning. I love a triple play. I love a triple play.
Okay.
You got to have the circumstances right, and it's just it's
Let
great
me ask
defense.
You, okay, yeah,
but I'm right up there with you on a
good triple play.
I'm right there.
What's
with you
What's your favorite kind of double play? Because I have mine.
I like a 4-6-3.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing.
Yep.
But I like the 4-6-3 where
the
it's the where it's the underhand to the shortstop who's running full steam.
Yeah,
and then jumps off the bat off second, throws the first. That's
I like it where they glove it and just. Bam, flip
it. Okay.
They almost just,
right,
boom,
right.
Flip. But, yeah, the 4-6-3.
Man, what a night at the ballpark.
It's cool when they go around the horn, too, but.
You're going to have to watch the text line on this one, because we're going to give away, I'm in a happy mood.
Giveaway.
Vacation. We got $25 at Georgetown.
What?
Okay? First person to text us in. Do not scream this out if you know it, okay?
Okay.
Please.
You know I'm a trivia nerd. You know that's what I do. I like how you had to tell me not to.
Well, this was in the paper. I'm not sure if it was on the broadcast.
Oh.
And I read the paper. You don't. $25 to Georgetown Brewery for the first person, the very first person that will text the correct name. Actually, screw it. You have to have the day and year and player.
You're kidding.
Yeah, you're damn right. Because you know what? I'm encouraging people to pick up a paper. Put the damn the phone and read a paper.
Okay.
Or just, you know, pay attention to stuff. For $25 at Georgetown Brewery, the first person with the correct answer.
All right.
To 49451, the Core Seltzer text line, the world's most refreshing seltzer. J.P. Crawford's home run yesterday on the first pitch as the leadoff hitter. He was the first player to do that since... J.P. Crawford's first leadoff hitter to hit the first pitch for a home run since...
Ooh.
I need name, date, year. Name, date, year. 49451, $25
wow.
to Georgetown Brewery. Brad Adam will join us today, 11:30, talk more baseball. A tweet of the day. We see a woman on live TV ruin her career. Joe Highsmith is back on the radio program at noon today. Pepperdine golfer, Lakewood born... And high school Bellarmine Prep golfer, all-around great guy. He is playing in the U.S. Open. And he has a tee time a little after 12 o'clock on Thursday. He's down there. He has played a practice round with one of your favorite golfers. He'll tell that story.
Okay.
He's coming up at noon, 12:30 today. What's Up With That Wednesday. We'll be back with more on a What's Up With That Wednesday. And again, first person with the correct answer to 49451, $25 at Georgetown Brewery, J.P. Crawford's First leadoff hitter to hit the first pitch for a home run since name, and I need date and year to 49451.
Dad, what river is this?
The Mississippi, the mighty Mississippi. The old miss, the old man.
Deep river, my home is over Jordan.
Hey, we're back into What's Up With That Wednesday. Puck and Slick with you, the show about nothing. We're inside the team Dave Caraway Studio, Windermere Real Estate, carawayteam.com. If you're thinking of buying or selling a home, Dave and Danny Caraway, Windermere Real Estate is the real estate you can count on for honesty, integrity, and fast results. Serving Puget Sound buyers and sellers for 21 years, they simply get the job done and protect you through the entire process. Final day for me for a couple of weeks. We're taking the family truckster east-west.
Well, if you drive it west, there's only so far you can go.
Well, we're staying in the west.
Okay.
We're heading to Aspen, California.
Oh, hey. So really you're taking it south.
To Joe. Remember Dumb and Dumber? Where are you going? Aspen. California. We're taking the family van truckster. Fingers crossed. She's going to be good this time. We're headed to Aspen, Colorado through Yellowstone National Park.
Really?
Spending some time in Yellowstone National Park.
Oh, that's cool.
The family truckster heads east starting at 6 o'clock tonight.
I wish you all the best.
Stops just outside of Spoka Vegas.
Yeah.
Camping in some place called Hog Lake. Then we take the truckster. I keep calling it a truck, but it's a van.
It's a van.
Goldie the super van. If she can make it over those two just dastardly passes in Idaho. And trust me, tomorrow morning when I'm going over those passes, will I be hearkening back to last summer?
Oh, my God.
You better
God.
Believe it. Will there be sheer terror in my mind and soul as I make it over those two unbelievable treacherous passes?
I'm going to be...
You're damn right.
I'm going to be thinking of you. I'm going to be scared for you every minute.
As we roll into Missoula, will I just be crossing my fingers that everything is okay for Goldie the Supervan?
Ugh.
And then we'll be going just south of Phillipsburg, Montana on Thursday, Matt.
Okay.
Camping in... a little east of it. But through Phillipsburg.
All right.
To a lake called the Enos Lake. Meadow Lake to the locals, south of more south of Bozeman than anything.
Okay,
be standing there, doing a little angling.
Some angling. You're gonna be an angler.
Gonna be angling, and then we'll get up on a Friday. We'll make our way into the northwest entrance of Yellowstone National Park,
where we'll
see bison,
yeah,
bears,
okay,
and fat people.
Perfect. What a combination.
In minivans. Not getting out of their cars to do anything, but just driving around. Look at that. Can you pass the fries? Look at this beauty. You got any more Diet Coke? Where can we smoke around here?
Can you do
We're there a couple of days, and then we head south, Matt.
Okay.
To the border of Wyoming and Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, did you know record heat waves?
I've heard.
Going across the west.
Yeah, I've heard right it's going to be a little spicy.
Right when we're in the road trip. Record temperatures. Heat waves.
Like the entire western U.S.
Oh, my God. The warnings are, don't go out in it. Well, that's perfect. I'll be driving in it with no AC.
May I suggest you bring along about a pallet of water?
the super van holds 15 gallons.
Okay.
So we're going to be A-okay.
Okay.
I hope. How does Maple the Superdog do in the heat? I don't, but we're going to find
out. We're going to find out. A lot of panic.
But Goldie the Van will then travel south to a Flaming Geyser Reservoir.
Ooh.
It's right there on the border of Wyoming and Utah. Actually, really more in Wyoming, but then dips a little bit into Utah.
Okay.
We'll stay there in the heat, which I believe, as I looked, there really is no shade. And then
there's no escape.
There really is no escape.
You think on June 16th you wouldn't have all that?
I didn't think so, but then this heat wave.
Yeah.
And then we my brother-in-law lives in Aspen. Then we will be getting up the next day and venturing into Aspen, Colorado for a few days. And then as we circle our way back home, and I've looked at the temperature, I can look up it again. We'll be stopping off in Moab, Utah, which, of course, is the home of Arches National Park. And the latest weather on Moab, let's see. Well, it's 99 right now.
Huh.
What are they, 2 hours ahead or an hour ahead?
One. I think that's mountain time.
Okay, so it's 11:30 and it's 99. By the time we get there, well, it doesn't go all the way out. But I can say in the getting close to the day, here's the temperature for the next week in Moab, which is the home of Arches National Park.
Okay.
108. 104.
Yeah.
102. 102. 97. 100. 99. 100. The overnight, 72, 73, 72, 64, 70, 72, 68, 67. Sweet Jesus.
How do the kids do with heat that...
Well, we're going to find out now.
That you can't escape.
We're going to find out.
Because you have no escape.
No escape, but the Goldie the van's got an awning.
Yeah.
We've got... it's. There's some mechanisms here. we're by awning. Water. We're by water.
Uh-huh.
On every place we're at, we're by water. It's going to be a hot one. It's going to be a lot of under-the-boob sweat for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Wish us luck. Wish us luck as we venture.
I'm going to be honest. I don't pray a lot. I'm going to be praying for you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Can you, I mean, as you go along your travels.
Would you like me to detail?
Well, just like, you know, maybe a little map you would tweet out every day, kind of
sure.
A circle and a line of where you've gone.
There's probably a way to do that. Now, you know me. I'm not very good with technology.
Right.
I can pin drop.
Yeah.
You want a map.
This is something.
There's got to be something.
We can follow along.
There's got to be something where you can follow me along.
You know,
right?
Like they used to do in Indiana Jones. You know, now here he is in Austria, and here's this.
By the way, that is my favorite scene of those movies when he's doing that. You know.
Yeah.
All right, I'll find something. If someone's got a map where you can follow me, like track me.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Although I don't know if I want
Talk to Dick Fane. I think he knows how.
Does Fane have how to do it?
I think he knows how. I think on one of his cruises, maybe he did that once.
Okay.
I think he knows how. That sounds fun.
Godspeed. Well, I got to get up early. There'll be a lot of the driving will happen early.
Yeah.
Because of the heat.
Yeah.
A lot of the driving will happen early.
Yellowstone
will happen early. I'm looking forward to Yellowstone.
Now, just
driven
remind me.
Driven through it, driven around it, never actually stayed there.
Huh. Just remind me, when you had the issues last summer in Montana, what was the issue with the van?
What do you mean, what was this?
The issue when you had to get it fixed and everything. What was the main issue?
Oh, there was a, it overheated.
Yeah, that's...
It overheated, but it caused... But that's all been fixed.
Okay.
That's all been fixed.
Okay.
Goldie, the van is operating at optimal efficiency right now.
All right.
Now. She's been serviced. She's been rubbed. She's been oiled down. She's ready to go. She's been looking forward to this.
Overheated, huh?
She'll be fine.
Okay.
Don't do that to me.
No,
don't be doing that to me.
Well, I have concerns.
Just imagine me tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, when I'm driving all those two stupid passes that I hate. But damn it. And I know it's not the only way to get there, but I have to go that way anyway.
So okay.
I don't really want to go that way. Okay. Yeah, one more time.
Dad, what river is this?
I just love this scene.
Mississippi, the mighty Mississippi. The old miss. The old man.
Deep river, my home is over Jordan.
Now back to Puck and Slick, presented by Redbox on your home for the Huskies and the Kraken. Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
How do you like yours, Clark?
Oh, medium rare, a little pink inside.
Oh, you're fine. Light or dark?
either way, it doesn't matter. Vicky, can I help you with that Kool-Aid? Please?
Mmm. I don't know why they call this stuff Hamburger Helper. It does just fine by itself.
There he goes. Yeah. The Goldie the van leaves today at 6 o'clock as we travel to Yellowstone. We'll be gone for a couple of weeks, but you will be in good hands with one Matt Nicholas. Matt wants me to have everyone follow along on our trip.
Yeah.
He doesn't believe the van's going to be able to hold up for the jaunt through Yellowstone National Park, it's to Aspen, Colorado to visit family, and then through Arches National Park, and then on our way home.
It's not that I don't believe. It's that I have concerns.
Are you hoping? Is there a sick way of you is hoping that something happens?
No.
Okay, all right.
God, no. I mean, the story would be great, but no. I mean,
we're loaded up.
A year ago when this happened, and you had the story that you came back with from your Montana trek.
Yeah, well, and again, that's the pass. That's the pass that scares me more than anything.
Yeah.
It's nothing else on the trip but that stupid pass. And anyone has ever made that trip, when you go into Montana through Idaho, it's just that friggin' pass. I don't know what it is. Well, it's big. It's just a scary pass.
Well, it's time
right
for you.
Right through Coeur d'Alene.
It's time for you to settle your score with that pass. How about that?
You know what it is? And I'll be thinking of it, especially when I stop off probably to fuel up there in Wallace, Idaho.
There you go.
Because that's where it kind of all went to, you know what.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be fine. It's all loaded up. We're all loaded up in the van. Food, water, sustenance, all of it. We're ready to go.
Good to go.
We're all good to go. And it's just great timing that it's in like the biggest heat wave of the West.
What is up with that?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
How bad's it going to get here?
We're supposed to be like 80s here.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it's wonderful.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, not where I'm at, where it's going to be 100.
Yeah.
Although, in Yellowstone, actually, in that part, it's supposed to be nice.
Okay.
Colorado. It's not really until we get into Arches. That's when it's going to be.
Well, there are going to be times, maybe when you're Yellowstone, it's very hot and you're very desperate for water.
Well,
just
I've got water.
I'm just saying, but you know, because lakes, you might want to dunk yourself, soak yourself in water.
Yeah.
I'm just going to advise you.
Yeah.
On a hot day,
yeah.
You know, your mind can get a little fuzzy.
Sure.
If water's shooting up out of the ground, don't run through it.
It's nice in Yellowstone. When we're in Yellowstone, it's like 75, 73, 61.
Ooh.
It's 64. There we go. So it's actually
fun. Okay. Just don't run through any geysers.
We'll be that's true. We'll be angling. All right.
For what? What are you going to be angling for?
You know, some trout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else? I don't know what they got.
Some rainbow, some brown.
Ooh.
Whatever they got in there.
Okay.
I think it's a catch and release. You can't keep it. Although in Yellowstone Lake, I believe you can.
Nice.
Keep it all.
Ooh.
But not in the rivers. What was I going to say? All right, do we have a winner of our $25 Georgetown Brewery?
Yes, somebody texted
in. Let me set it up again. J.P. Crawford's first leadoff hitter to hit a first pitch for a home run since. And we have a winner, right?
Yes, we have.
The correct answer.
Several correct answers, but the first one came in. I can tell you exactly
what the name and the specific date.
Yes, if the information you gave me is correct.
Okay.
At 10:21 and 37 seconds.
Yeah.
Dustin Ackley.
Yes.
July 31st.
Yes.
2012.
There you go. Congratulations to, if we can find that. There we go.
It just continues. My
oh. That stank.
It just continues. My
oh. That stank. Congratulations to the listener that texted that in. That's right. July 31st, 2012. Dustin Ackley, last player since J.P. Crawford to lead off a game, lead off hitter, with a first pitch home run. How about that? Way to go, Ackley.
Yeah.
What do you think Dustin Ackley's up to now? Should get him on the show.
Probably in Carolina.
Dustin, how are things with you?
In the Outer Banks. You know what? Angling.
Angling. Who doesn't angle? For me, it's the summer of angling. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
Dustin Ackley. All right.
I wonder where I would find out what he's doing. Well, I guess if he has a Twitter.
Sounds like Haniger's going to be back today,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does.
Shed Long, great last night. Of course, Chris Flexen was outstanding. We come to you via the Team Dave Caraway Studios, Wintermere Real Estate, carawayteam.com. If you want any help with selling or buying your house, visit carawayteam.com. 425-890-2728. They made a generous donation to the Ronald McDonald House that pushes us over to $11,000. $11,600, I believe, is the total. Now, also, our P&W Golf Top Bids is our P&W Golf Package. It includes over 350 holes of golf, including June 27th, 63 holes of golf at Chambers Bay, and then including like 10 other courses, plus a PXG driver. All of the money going to the First Tee of Seattle. Softy's doing this. We're helping him out. The high bid on that is $5,000 still, Ed Mortimer. If you can top $5,000, they want to do, like, I think, $250 increments. If you can top Ed Mortimer, give us a call during the break, 286-9595, 1-800-829-0950. Coming up next, we'll talk a little football. Also, Tyler Glasnow, cry me a river. We're talking to Brad Adams next. I'm sorry. Brad Adams coming up next.
Yes.
We'll slip in the Tyler cry me a river. God. Brad Adams next.